Dans le rétro, tous les mardis à 16h30, l'émission qui se tourne vers le passé pour découvrir et redécouvrir un artiste ou un groupe oublié des ondes.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue sur Radio Campus Angers pour ce quatrième numéro saison 5 de votre émission Dans Rétro. Focus aujourd'hui sur le Hampton Grease Band, un groupe de rock américain formé en 1969 et qui a débuté en jouant du blues rock à la fin des années 60 à Atlanta en Géorgie. Ces musiciens ont joué avec plusieurs grands groupes de cette époque, notamment le Grateful Dead ou bien encore les Allman Brothers. Le combo a acquis une solide réputation sur scène et a donc finalement attiré suffisamment l'attention pour signer chez Columbia Records. Un double album, Music to Eat, est enregistré en juin 1971, qui aurait été le deuxième album le plus vendu de l'histoire du label. On s'écoute d'ailleurs un morceau extrait de cet opus, intitulé Halifax.
Oh! 6,638 miles of graded road. 6,638 miles of graded road.
And a lot of gravel too. And a lot of gravel too. Every city has an airport. And a lot of gravel too.
The telegraph system, they're owned and operated by the federal government. The telegraph system, they're owned and operated by the federal government.
There are no TV stations. First radar was to protect. Set up at the end of number two to maintain the level of the dew.
Thank you. trees and many things you would want, you would need, yes. He's got acceptance from man, and he's got no doubt about who he is. He's got Thornwell, he's got Little Debbie's baby, he's got tennis shoes and IDs. He's got indecision, got everything, yes he does, oh he does. He's got inclination from his ability, he's got Thornwell, Little Debbie's, IDs. He's got tennis shoes, yeah, oh, hey, yeah. Got Thornwell, he got it. Sammy Whiteside, Sammy Whiteside eats corn dog.
6,638 miles of graded road. 6,638 miles of graded road.
A gravel too, and a lot of gravel too. Every city has an airport, and a lot of gravel too.
The telegraph system, they're owned and operated by the federal government. The telegraph system, they're owned and operated by the federal government.
TV stations. The first radar was to protect, set up at the end of number two, to maintain level of the dew.
We'll be right back. don't trust this tape recorder.
Parle cette semaine du Hampton Grease Band qui, après Columbia Records, signe chez Bizarre et Straight, label de Frank Zappa. La formation se sépare en 1973 et plusieurs de ses membres poursuivront une carrière musicale avec plus ou moins de succès. Leur seul et unique album, paru à l'origine en vinyle, est devenu depuis l'objet d'un véritable culte qui sera réédité en CD en 1996. Maria est le second titre que l'on se passe dans le rétro et sur Radio Campus Angers.
In the river by the village, where Maria takes her bath, there me and Pancho and Guillermo, we all stare at her and laugh. But sometimes when they're all out working, I sit and watch her all alone, and wish that I was in there with her, and that she would feel my bone. Maria, how can 5 years mean so much? It seems that a 13-year-old boy would be allowed to touch.
We now see Sanchez Rodriguez climbing out of the bushes and moving slowly towards Maria. In a seemingly uncontrollable frenzy, Sanchez stands up and removes all his clothes from his frail little body. Now broken into a cold sweat, Sanchez runs towards Maria and vaults upon her, only to find, to his great surprise, that Maria greets him with the warmest of arms and tenderest of eyes.
Never before in my life did I understand why my father took my mother for a wife. The feeling of warmth that you're transmitting to me makes me realize how much more I can do than pee. La 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 la. Maria, I thank I want to thank you, Yui.
Le 6 juin 1971, au Fillmore East, le Hampton Gris Band fait la première partie de la dernière apparition en concert de Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. Rappelons que le combo a tenu son premier concert de retrouvailles le 2 juin 2006 au Variety Playhouse à Atlanta, durant lequel les musiciens ont joué l'album Music to Eat, puis quelques reprises lors des deux rappels, dont Rock Around the Clock. Sur Radio Campus Angers et dans le rétro, place à un dernier extrait, Hey Old Lady and Bert's Song.
Well, hey old lady, what do you do? I pick up garbage and what's it to you? Spend my lifetime walking around, picking up residue all over town. When I'm seen, everyone roars, I keep the streets clean. He lives up on Appalachia. Spent his lifetime 32 days. Lord works in mysterious ways. When he's seen, everyone roars. He keeps the streets clean, that's what he's for. Walking around, picking up residue all over town. When it's seen, everyone roars. He keeps the streets clean, that's what he's for. Who's gonna live and die? You're gonna be high.
En conclusion, le Hampton Gris Band pose en 1971 avec son unique opus, une bombe gargantuesque de rock expérimental à tendance blues-rock dadaïste, largement inspiré par Captain Beefheart. Je vous invite donc vivement à écouter cet album dans son intégralité et ainsi vous imprégner de son univers déjanté. Les informations rapportées dans cette émission proviennent d'articles parus sur les sites wikipedia.org et gutsofdarkness.com. Clap de fin pour Dans le Rétro. Rendez-vous mardi prochain à 16h30 pour un nouvel épisode, toujours sur Radio Campus Angers. Bye.
Dans le Rétro, à réécouter en podcast sur www.radiocampusangers.com.